Here I am at Ballater again. We arrived in port on Saturday morning and had leave from noon until noon on Thursday, so I made a trip up here again, where I arrived at midnight. Sunday morning we got up and went to church, and in the afternoon there were several boys going up to another camp 22 miles away, so they gave me a most beautiful day. We returned around sunset. The scenery was beautiful, everything was so calm, the sun shining on the hills so peacefully one would never think there was a war on. We stopped and saw Jim Butler's headstone that the forestry boys gave him, and it's very nice. The Scottish people are very fine and are proud of their country. They seem to be contented, and their boys are good soldiers. The children seem so nice the way they speak. One pities them having to sleep in shelters. Ted has gone to work, so I must try and finish this before dinner, for I have to take a bus at 1 and go to Aberdeen, go from there by train to Glasgow where our ship is. We left her at Greenock, a seaport. Would love to come in and see you sometime, but would come back to fight this war again, the Battle of the Atlantic.